Andy?
Christian?
Did you know that that song's a metaphor for being in love? It's not actually about walking on the moon.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no.
See, I thought he was walking on the moon.
No, and in the video, they were walking on the moon and playing drums on the big spaceship. All metaphorical.
Taking the huge steps and all that?
No. All a metaphor.
What?
Yeah. Did that help?
I think you should check your sources.
I'm going to go to Wikipedia. You do your thing right now with some of the talking.
Well, after you say that, I need to feel young again. Neil Young. 3 from him on Triple Play Thursday. It's 100.3 The Sound. You know this song is a metaphor for bigotry?
I thought it was about being in love.
Nope. That's good. Got one more from Neil Young. While I'm playing it, why don't you call 888-696-1003. Let's go with caller 3 today.
No.
Yeah, I think we're going to do
that. Really?
Yeah. Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up. I'm going to ask Christian a question about harmonica players. You can second guess them. Maybe get some tickets to see Bob Dylan from 100.3 The Sound. I love it.
Yeah, weird how we haven't done a 3 from Phil Collins in a while, but we've got Neil Young in to kick
it. Will you just leave a tender moment alone? Good heavens.
Of course, you have that scene, too.
By the way, a little public service announcement.
Yep.
If you do meet a girl named Cinnamon, she's probably a stripper.
Good point.
It's just the way it works out most of the time.
I dated one named Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Paris.
Yeah.
I'll leave all the Eiffel Tower jokes on the cutting room floor. We got on the phone Martha. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? You're from South El Monte, I'm told.
Yes.
That's great. Well, we've got some tickets for Bob Dylan coming up, and God knows you need to get out of South El Monte every now and then. So we're going to see if we can.
Yes, I do.
seriously, it's the garden spot of Southern California. We're going to find out in just a couple of moments if you win, so hang tight, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, this is The Sound. It's now time to get to the time capsule on The Sound.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
All right, then. It is time for Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule, and this is... It's Thursday, and it is June the 2nd, 2016. And I can't put this file in here because it's not working. But I do have on the phone Martha from South El Monte. How you doing, Martha?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today. We're going to see if we can't give you some tickets to go see Bob Dylan in just a second. But first, let me talk about this. It's a kind of momentous day for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 1978. They make their American Network television debut on which show? Any guess?
Friends.
1978?
Yeah.
Good guess, bud.
My favorite episode.
It was actually the Midnight Special, baby.
Yeah.
Probably with Helen Reddy as the host, I'm guessing, which started at 12:30, for nothing. I don't know how that works out.
It was the special.
Yeah. On this day in 1984, Van Halen's sixth top 40 single peaks at number 13. It's I'll Wait off the 1984 album. Who co-writes it?
Neil Young.
No.
Oh. Tom Petty.
Michael McDonald.
Really?
Yes, really. Listen to it.
Wait till your love runs down.
Yeah, no.
I'm coming.
Now it seems obvious.
Yeah. How could it be anything else?
I'm amazed we got Michael McDonald in the studio just now.
It's a dead ringer for him. And... Christian, happy birthday to the metronome and the emphasis on the gnome these days. Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones, 75 years old today. So here's my question for you. If you can get the pizza out of your mouth, and we'll tell people why you're eating pizza here in just a couple
of
minutes.
So good.
But we've got Martha on the phone for this. Listen closely, Martha. This day in 1978, Thin Lizzy released their Live and Dangerous album.
Okay.
Who plays harmonica on it, Christian? Is it Bob Dylan, Huey Lewis, or Magic Dick of the J. Giles Band?
Appropriately named by all accounts. That's easy. That's actually the middle choice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Huey Lewis, Martha?
No.
No, say yes.
Yes.
Say yes this one time.
Yes!
Yeah!
There you go. It's Huey
Lewis. In fact, it is Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Are you a little surprised that it's Huey Lewis?
Yes, I was.
Well, I know.
I'm going to surprise you much more about Huey Lewis. Did you know he's a smart guy, too? He was double promoted out of first grade. He scored a perfect 800 on the math part of the SAT.
Yep.
Turned down a scholarship to Cornell. Instead, hitchhikes around Europe.
And that's how he ended up doing
it. Gets jobs with people like Thin Lizzy. Yeah. And then he joins the Bay Area band Clover, that was Elvis Costello's backup band. Finally has a hit with the Mutt Lange song.
That's That's a Mutt Lange track.
Yep.
That guy's right. Got hit sauce coming out of his...
Doesn't it? Martha, tell her... Sammy, tell everybody what Martha's won.
Martha's won a pair of tickets to see Bob Dylan and his band at the Shrine Auditorium on June 16th.
Awesome.
Awesome. Martha, hold on. We're going to get some information from you, okay? Enjoy the show.
You're welcome.
All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love her vineyard.
Yes.
Great work.
It's quite nice.
We should have congratulated
her. And the green beans from El Monte. That is the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You guys got me frazzled with them behind-the-scenes stuff going on.
Facebook
this is,
Live.
This is 100.3 The Sound on Triple Play Thursday, 3 from Tom Petty. This song is such a great kiss-off song. You got lucky.
You got lucky
when you found me.
It's one of my favorite music videos, too. It's like the Mad Max one where they find the video games and all the bubble wrap. You've seen it? They're on the bike with the sidecar.
Oh, it's
awesome.
Yeah.
It's like the only story one that Tom Petty did, really.
Well, he did that Mary Jane's Last Dance with What's-Her-Head.
We're really good at
Kim Basinger?
That's the one.
Yep. We're playing three in a row from The Who. Go on to Facebook on 100.3 The Sound right now, and you'll see what was going on behind the scenes at the studio here just a little bit ago. We'll talk about it in about 10 minutes.
Hold on, I'm playing the piano.
Be quiet. Christian's playing the piano. 100.3 The Sound.
My other hand, I'm playing the rain.
Love it. Three from The Who on Triple Play Thursday.
Round one, fight.
So every day, 3:40, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you get to text and tell us which song wins. We call it Song Fight. I won yesterday, so I get to choose first today. Christian, I'm going reasonably deep. I think it was like a top 20 hit or something like that in the States when it came out.
I was going to go with this one.
But you didn't. It's an Australian band called The Church.
Great song.
Recorded right here in Los Angeles. Under the Milky Way is the song.
Amazing bagpipe solo.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty.
I'll jump to the hook for you so you can hear it.
Sound under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were.
Want to text A to 21003 if you like this song and you want it to win. That's A to 21003. Put up against what from Christian? What do you have for us?
Well, Andy, it's a celebration of your 8 years sucking wind on this radio station.
Yes.
I thought I would I'd give you a gift.
Make me cut up a baby. Cut the baby in half. I'm just going to talk about cutting babies in half in the middle of this stuff. People are turned off it. Neil Young, Hard to Assail. Red, white,
and blue. Keep on rocking in the free world, pal. People
show, keep on rocking the free world.
Imagine you're driving home. It's the end of your day. You got this cramp. You're sitting in traffic on the 10, the 101, the 90, the 5, the 105, the 2.
Text C to 21003 if you want that one. And I will enjoy it as it plays because I love Neil Young. But don't text and drive. Results coming up after 6 p.m. tonight. And we'll continue with threes in a row. It's Triple Play Thursday on The Sound, so stick around. This is 100.3 The Sound of Southern California. I'm Andy Chanley. And the people around here did something nice for me. 8 years ago today, started on The Sound talking. And so you can see the video of what they did on Facebook Live. Just go to 100.3 The Sound, and you can see everybody here behind the scenes gathered together. And thanks to Angelina's Pizzeria, they brought tiramisu. It's Irvine's newest authentic Italian restaurant, 8573 Irvine Center Drive in the Los Olivos Marketplace down there. And by all accounts, it's pretty dang good.
Dude, I'm gonna tiramisu go, is...
I'm going to go rub some on my chest right now. Three from Queen. It's Triple Play. Play Thursday on The Sound.
How wick.
I know that was three, but let's fit in one more.
I wanna break it down.
Break it down again.
And let's have Christian break it down just a little bit. What you got?
You know how the bass line on Another One Bites the Dust goes ba-doom, doom, doom, ba-doo, doo, doo, ba-boom, and you think that's it? It's not. Check this out, because the genius is also playing this on guitar. And then when you put the bass in.
Brian May's playing as well?
Yeah.
An octave up.
So it's not just the bass line. It's
that's
also
layered
guitar.
Together.
Yeah. And then later, then he drops into the lower octave. So even when you're thinking it's simple,
it ain't.
It ain't. That's why they're Queen, for crying out loud, Andy.
That's awesome. Well, he is an astrophysicist.
Yeah, it's true. And you're just an ass. Trophysicist. There he is.
I wish you would have stopped because that hurt.
Happy 8th anniversary at the sound, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Woo!
100.3 The Sound, with four, actually, in a row there from Queen.
You're so welcome.
Sue me. We're doing three in a row all day because it's Triple Play Thursday. You know, all this week, during Mark in the Morning, 8 o'clock, they've been giving away tickets to Disneyland.
They have.
We've been moving it around a little bit.
You know, we like to encourage people to stick around for the whole show.
It's hard to, actually, we're bribing them and trying to fool them with smoke and mirrors.
As always.
But the summer, it's coming in. This weekend's going to be hot. It's going to be hot as a witch's...
Thing
it's going to
be really hot.
Yes.
Yes.
So what you want to do is you want to win tickets from us, if you can't win it from the morning show, because we have something to give away this afternoon, 6 o'clock, so you can get out there and see that Frozen Live at the Hyperion show. Take your whole family to see that. We've got four packs of tickets to go and hang out at the Disneyland Resort while the Diamond Celebration is going on. So 6 p.m., I want you to win those from us.
Me?
No, not... I've told
them.
You. I've gone over this with
you. Right,
no,
I'm sorry.
Them.
Right.
I want them to win these for us.
Because I can't win them. I work here.
That's also true.
Yeah.
It's 100.3 The Sound. Hey, Pink Floyd.
Oh.
How did you do that? Alan Parsons is here to tell us.
The main instrument that you hear in the instrumental section of Time is Nick Mason's rototoms, which were quite new at the time. They're tunable by twisting the drum itself. What we were doing was, on each chord change in the tune, we would stop the tape and he would retune for that chord, and then he would record all the sections which had that chord, and then we'd stop the tape again and then drop in and punch in and punch out for all the different chords, because there weren't enough drums to go around to cover all the notes required for each chord.
I like Queen.
That. Yeah.
Don't like doing things the easy way.
No way. So the rototoms, which are the drums that go, actually tuned to the song.
It's crazy.
Epic. You know what would make this only better, Andy?
What?
Let's just do a quick tab of this brown acid, because we got like three or four of these coming up.
Okay.
And they're all pretty lengthy.
Okay.
And I think we can have a hell of an afternoon drive.
All right. And then we'll need tissue samples from our brains.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay. It's the sound.
You look like a bunny rabbit all of a sudden.
Round one, fight.
All right, it's song fight time. We threw our songs out about an hour ago. 3:40 every day we pick a song, and then you tell us which song wins with your text. This is the one that I chose for today.
Great. The Milky Way tonight.
The Church, Under the Milky Way.
Wish I knew what you were looking for.
You want this one, you text A to 21003.
What did I pick, Andy?
Christian, you chose one from one of my musical idols.
Yep.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
It's a win-win for me.
Yeah.
Neil Young, Rocking in the Free World. Text C to 21003 if you want this song to win.
On a classic rock station. We
don't do it while you're driving.
Rocking in the free world.
Because that's just dumb. And usual rates apply, but we'll have the winner after 6 o'clock. We'll squeeze it in between a couple of triple plays, which we'll continue with in just moments on 100.3 The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. This last weekend, our buddy Mark Bonilla put together a tribute concert for Keith Emerson, who died earlier this spring. Well, coming up in the morning, Carl Palmer. Drummer for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. He's going to call in and talk about his upcoming tribute for Keith Emerson. Mark and Gina are going to talk to him around 6:40 in the morning.
You know I'm relieved, Andy?
Why?
Because if he was coming in, I'd have to go and get his autograph and get a tattoo of
it. Another double?
It's Carl Palmer, for crying
out
loud.
He's the real deal.
He's the real deal, dude.
Okay, so 6:40 in the morning if you want to hear what Carl has to say on
Close
the sound.
Close call.
Jimmy, there's no writing on the outside of Led Zeppelin IV. What gives
Explain
with that?
In yourself. America, you know, they were just constantly trying to rip everything apart that we were doing. Say, Rolling Stone were doing that for the album reviews and the concert reviews. And it, in a way, it was like, okay, let's just put out an album with no information on it at all, except that the music inside is just going to knock people's socks off. And let's see what happens. And that was the idea of it. And obviously, it worked.
I lost my socks. It's the sound. Hey, Jamaica? Hey, Jamaica?
Jamaica?
Hey, Jamaica?
Hey, did Jamaica?
It's a politically incorrect joke. Hey, yes. Jamaica?
Jamaica?
And this is also politically incorrect. China girl.
Oh.
We're just keeping to a theme. It's 100 minutes commercial free on Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3, The Sound.
Address those emails courtesy of Mark in the Morning.
I always like this song. It reminded me of the opening theme for Saturday Night Live with all the horns and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It has that New York jazzy feel.
What was that
to it.
Annoying guitar player?
J. Smith?
T.J. Smith?
G.E. Smith. There you go. Hey, Fleetwood Mac, quickly, go to the 100.3 The Sound page, and you'll find the breakdown
from
that Christian
morning.
Did this morning of Fleetwood Mac. I knew it was going to be epic.
Yeah.
It's one of your best, I'm being told.
I
don't wake up that early.
Yeah. Thanks for the support, pal. It's on our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page as well, if you want to go there. Would have been easier than playing it.
Lindsey Buckingham, you know? so talented.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Go find the breakdown that Christian did from this morning. I bet there's plenty of Lindsey noodling.
Oh, yeah.
We're noodling with Jimmy right now. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock for your drive home. How about that?
Well done.
Thanks. Oh, and it's Triple Play Thursday, so we'll play three songs for him.
Mmm. It's all coming together.
Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Wait for it. It's coming back.
Yeah. Here he comes.
There it is. And this one is a slow burn in. Hey, we posted the 10 most liked songs from the Memorial Weekend Music Survey. It's at thesoundla.com. They've been playing the most liked and most disliked of the morning. But just because the survey's over doesn't mean you can't still like and dislike things. You can like or dislike this song. You can dislike Christian, like I do.
Oh, I was going to say that I was going to like you. Oh,
see, I was a bastard before you had a chance.
Yeah, douchebag.
Gene Simmons, A Kiss.
There's no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come true.
Good job, Gene. Jiminy Cricket's rubbing his legs in envy. Okay, would you like to go to Disneyland for the Diamond Celebration at the Disneyland Resorts? Well, you better hurry, because it's almost over. You got to get the family there. So, why don't you be... Well, the phones are jammed, so I better go
jammed.
Higher than three. Let's go 13. Caller 13 right
lucky
now.
Lucky 13.
888-696-1003. Caller 13 will give you a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets. Again, 888-696-1003. Best of luck to you. She's got legs, and what's more, she knows how to use them.
Well, for walking, running,
right.
Jogging,
yes, aerobic exercise,
yeah,
all
yeah.
of those
well,
things.
She's smart. Yeah.
Yep. She's good. Well, we did the legs, the tush, and then up to their cheap sunglasses. We better stop there. I'm going to play some Santana, but Christian's going to take us deep into one first.
Check this. We could cruise to this down Wilshire Boulevard, too. With that roof down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get ourselves some ladies with some cheese sunglasses on and legs.
And tush.
Well, yeah, they can keep the tush out of it.
Now with this music. Well, there's like six people playing percussion. Yeah. You got Chipito, Jose Arreaz, and Michael Carabello.
Mm. Groove. It's like a Bond theme. Like, you know, like, right?
This is from Black Magic Marker, right?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Maybe next time we do, I'll play some guitar.
All right.
You know?
Because that's what Carlos Santana does. But I like what you've done here.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't ignore the percussion department when it comes to a Carlos Santana song.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's taking a song. That's a Fleetwood Mac song originally. That's taking a song and completely putting your stamp
on it. Making
it
your own thing.
Three from Santana. It's Triple Play Thursday. Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Nicely done, Christian.
It's what jazz cigarettes do for music, my friend.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And no more comes out. I should have said it a minute ago. I'm sorry. I put people out of their misery. Michael from Sylmar won those tickets to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Disneyland Resort. Four-pack of one-day park tickets. And guess what? Now he's going to go and have fun. The Frozen Live at the Hyperion business and thoroughly enjoy a summer with his kids. Your next chance is tomorrow, 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning. So set a clock. That's a nice prize. It's worth setting a clock for.
Yeah.
And it's a Triple Play Thursday in Continuum. Here's three from Santana.
Round one, fight.
Song fight is something that happens every day. 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you tell us which song wins. We can't win every day. Today, I chose The Church Under the Milky Way, while Christian chose Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young. And how can I be mad when my song wins? 51% to 49%. Just a handful of votes. I applaud your good taste. It's great to win. And this is The Sound. Such a great record. The Church Under the Milky Way of the Starfish album. That's my pick for song fight today, and thank you for letting it win. Tomorrow we'll do another one, start all over at 3:40. So throw Christian a bone and vote for his tomorrow.
I don't need your friggin' charity. Shut your face.
Hey, it's my 8th anniversary working here, and
great.
Thanks for helping me celebrate that. There were a bunch of nice comments, but I wanted to read this one. Because this one really warmed my cockles. From Jeannie Griffith Mormon. Happy anniversary, DJ Andy Chanley. Even though I didn't like you at first, you have grown on me. You shared more about yourself and let your personality shine through, which helped me realize I had you figured wrong. You're not a selfish, judgmental douche after all. Keep being you and let the hippie shine through. Love ya!
The opposite's true. You start liking you and then you become really friggin' tiresome after a while.
I thought she had
generally about 4 months.
She had the appropriate ratio of carrot and stick in that one. I thought it was really nice. I'm next to say goodnight with our little song and then read a while to take over with your triple plays all night long. Christian, I love you. I hope I'll get another 8 years with you. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us for the big program today. We'll be back tomorrow. Say goodnight and sleep tight. That's a treat. To you, it's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. Oh. It's always sweet sorrow to part. Remain in my heart. Tickle me good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream it comes true. And now until we meet again, say adios and au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you, boy.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, baby. Cute. Oh, yeah. Rita Wild's on her way in. Have fun with her, and we'll see you tomorrow on 100.3 The Sound.